Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis, Omer Aleph, the third line, V'cheres Adar Yoni. One of the items mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Chof Tes that we may not have Hano, or certainly use, is the Cheres Adar Yoni. Ask them exactly what is that? My Hadar Yoni. Says Gemara Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Cheres Shel Hadronius Kaiser. It's the earthenware of Hadronius Kaiser, which really hasn't helped us much. So explains the Gemara, what does it mean? Kasser Abdimi Omar, Kakab Sula Haisa. First we're going to explain the Gemara with Rashi's Pshat. There was earth that was never cultivated. Shel of the Adam Island that was never previously cultivated. Avda Venata, they cultivated that ground. Ramle lechamrei begulfi chivri. They take that uncultivated earth, which is extremely porous, extremely absorbent, which we anyway are aware, and we're going to learn this extensively as we get into the shiurim, that kli cheres is extremely absorbent, and that's why even though all types of vessels can be kashered, Klicheres, earthenware vessels, cannot be kashered. So here you have this extremely porous earthenware, because it's made out of earth that has never been worked on, never been cultivated on. V'ramle l'chamri begulfi chavri. And then you pour wine into these vessels made out of this earthenware. U'maitzele l'chamrayu. And then, so since this earthenware is extremely absorbent, they absorb this wine. And then when the army of this king went out to war and they wanted to drink wine, they took little shards, little pieces of these earthenware kalim, which they carried along with them wherever they went, wherever they went, they would take these pieces of earthenware, soak them in water, taruluhu, soak them in water, and that would reconstitute the wine, v'shasu, and that's how they had wine available to them. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. This is the pshat that we're going to work with. The Rambam has somewhat of another pshat. He says the way earthenware is made is by mixing earth and water. He says these kalim were made by mixing earth and wine. So wine was part of the initial makeup of this earthenware. And again, we soak it and get out the wine. Says the Gemara about this earthenware, Ar Mishub and Levi, V'rishon shalonu, our wine, our fresh squeezed wine, strong wine, is kishlishi shalhen, is only as strong as after those earthenware pieces were soaked for the third time. That's how strong the wine in these earthenware pieces were. Ask the Gemara, Ibailuhu, Ma lismach lehen kare amita, writes b'kiyuma davidava achas sharia asa, which means as follows. A few points to be made. Firstly, the Arzarua Zerishin, says, even though we've been learning, we'll continue learning that there's an isser for an akum to touch wine, maga akum. He says there is no isser for an akum to touch the earthenware that has this wine absorbed in it. In fact, the Darkei Moshe, the Rama, says, based on this Gemara with this Or Zeruah, a very interesting psak, he says, we've been discussing, as I just said this moment, that akum is not allowed to touch wine. What would be the halacha, he says, if an akum, if wine was hardened, it was frozen? So he says, the Darkei Moshe, and he paskins this way in the Ramah, the din of maga akum doesn't apply. In fact, the paskim suggests if you have a problem how to transport wine, maybe you should freeze it, and you won't have an issue of maga akum. The Gemara, we're also going to learn later in our Masechta, the concept of roitza b'kiyumai, that if you want something that's osur to exist, that you're not allowed to benefit from, that's osur. What's the best example? The best example that I could think of is, let's say, an Akum owes me money. And I tell him, you owe me the money. So he says, you know what, I have an Avodah Zarah that I'm going to sell. Like that, I'll have the proceeds to pay you. So I want that Avodah Zarah to exist. So in order that I should be able to get the proceeds to get my debt paid up, that's called Reitz B'Kiyuma. And Reitz B'Kiyuma is Asur. Again, to point, as the Rosh says, there are different levels in Halacha. This is not the same, says the Rosh, as Chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is even a higher level, where there's a Chi of Sreifa. The Torah says Tashbisu. We have to destroy the Chametz. This is a Madrega lower. It's called Reitz B'Kiyuma. And now the Gemara's question is, and Reitz B'Kiyuma is Osir by Yayin Nesach. Why is Reitz B'Kiyuma Osir by Yayin Nesach? So I saw two different explanations in the Achronim. One explanation is because it's a form of Hanoah. And if we began the Shir and we learned already in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to have Hanoah from Yayin Nesach or Stam Yainam, Reitz B'Kiyuma is a form of having Hanoah. That's how the Stipler learns. The Seif Arachama learns, interesting approach, how he views this concept of Reitz B'Kiyuma as far as Yayin Nesach and Stam Yainam, is that the Torah doesn't want you to have Hanoah from these items. And you, by Reitz B'Kiyuma, wanting them to exist, are going exactly against what the Torah wants. And therefore, it's unacceptable. And therefore, Stam Yainam or Yayin Nesach, Reitz B'Kiyuma is certainly Asur. The question our Gemara asks now, however, is Ma Lisbach HaMekara Mita. You have these earthenware shards that we just discussed that have the swine absorbed in them. And you need them because your bed, your chair is shaky. And what do you do is you put in a little piece under that leg to balance the bed. Can you use them to balance your bed? Because this is a situation of rights of kiyumat ayde deva acher, sharia asa. Is this mutar asa? And again, to help understand the Gemara's question, as the Achrayim teach it us. Why is the Gemara only asking this question all of a sudden now, when we learned about these earthenware shards that have the wine absorbed in them? Why don't the Gemara ask a simple case? We understand the wine is typically kept in a barrel, in a jug. And why doesn't the Gemara ask the question? Can you use a jug holding Yayin Nesach to balance your chair, to balance your bed? We don't find that the Gemara should ask that question. Why not? So Mefarshim respond. There's no reason why not. The jug and the wine are two separate things. The jug happens to be holding wine, but the jug is not wine. So certainly, you would be allowed to use such a jug, such a barrel, to balance your bed, to balance your chair. Here, however, we're referring to a situation, as the Gemara just finished describing, that the piece of earthenware absorbed wine in it. And since it absorbed wine in it, to such a great degree, it's considered, perhaps, like a shtick wine, like a piece of wine. And since we just finished explaining the wine, Yayin Nesach, Stam Yayin, is also the rights of a Kiyumai. That's why the Gemara chose to ask this question here. So again, ask the Gemara. Ibai Luhu, Ma Lismoich Ben Karimita. Can you use these Charis Adayani to balance your bed? Rights of a Kiyumai, they Davach Asharia also. Toshima. So we have a Machlaikus. The Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yochanan, we have a Machlaikus, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yochanan. Chad Asar. One says it's Asar and Vichad Shari. Simplest way, again, if we follow the Stipler's approach, which is the simplest approach, the one that says it's Osir, it's considered Nena, and Nena is Osir, and the one that holds it's Mutter holds that it's not considered Nena, and therefore it's Mutter. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Hadar Darim is a small bottle of wine, Verkuvais, or a small leather flask of wine. Shloim Dekachavim, that these flasks belong to an Akum, and Shliyayin Yisrael Kanes Behen, and you have wine, kosher wine, put into these flasks or bottles, Osu B'Shtiya, or Mutar B'Hano. You're not allowed to drink that wine, but you are allowed to be Nena from that wine. Why are you allowed to be Nena from that wine? If you consider this a problem, why is Hano Osu? So the Rishonim give a number of explanations. One explanation is that the hanah here is a very insignificant hanah, because you're pouring the wine in. These kalim, unlike what we're going to discuss in tomorrow's shiur, really don't have a lot of wine absorbed in them. Of course, they were clean before you put the kosher wine into it. And therefore, Chazal weren't concerned about any plata, about anything coming out of the walls into your wine. Or other Rishonim explain, since the hanah that you get is so insignificant, in other words, when the person is charging you for the use of these vessels, or you buy these vessels, you're not going to spend, there's no extra value to them because they were once used for Stam Yenam. So that creates a situation of very insignificant, that there's no significant gain from the fact that there's Yayin Nesach, and the Yayin Nesach was used for these Kalim, and therefore, even though it's Asa B'Shtiyah, it's Mutar B'Hanah. Heid B'Shimon Ben Guda, B'Fnei Shibbenoi Shav Gamliel. However, Shimon Ben Guda said in front of the son of Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, then not only did he, Rabbi Gamliel, hold that you could use these kalim and have anah, sheshasim and abakim. He actually drank kosher wine that was stored in these vessels, v'loi haydaloi. But the people there, and we'll discuss this more in a moment, didn't agree with Rabbi Gamliel, with what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did. Continues the Braisa, noidish lev de kachavim. Here we have flasks of the kachavim. Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel and Rav Shmuel ben Yeshua ben Kesoy also last from him shtichim lechamor. You have these flasks that were previously used, that were used heavily for wine, so they have a heavy absorption of wine in them, and they were and now a Jew purchases them, and he wants to use them for his own purposes. So he says also last from shtichim lechamor. You can't even take them to make a saddle for your donkey. Let's think about it, says the Gemara. You're not interested in these flasks as for wine. You want to turn them into leather saddles for your donkey. And yet, the Braisa says, V'ktani dasar. So why isn't this a raya that writes the B'kuma Yidei Dover Acher is asr? How can we have a man the Omer that says the writes of B'kuma Yidei Dover Acher is mutter? Says the Gemara, Ulatameich, if you take this line of understanding, says the Gemara, that writes the Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher is Asur, ask the Gemara, the story the Ritva explains, Kekanim She'ov de Kechavim, jugs of the Akum, that are constantly being used for wine, Litzru Lemizban, the halacha should be that you shouldn't be allowed to buy those barrels, and yet we find that Maisim B'chol Yoyim, these are the words of the Ritva. It's an everyday occurrence that people do buy these jugs. Maishna noidus or maishna kankanim. Why are we saying that the leather flasks may not be used? And why are we saying that the jugs may be used? Answers the Gemara. The truth is that roitza b'kumai de dover acher is mutter. And that's why you're allowed to buy the jugs, because you're not buying the jugs because of the wine that's absorbed in the walls. You're buying the jugs because you want to use them for whatever purpose you want to use them. So if that's the case, so why are you not allowed to buy the flasks to use them to make a leather saddle for your donkey? Amarava, there is a whole new gzeira. Shem Yivakanoida, we're concerned that you're using your donkey to transport your flasks of wine. And as you're transporting your flasks of wine, that flask splits open. Vietlena. So now you don't want to lose all the wine that's falling out of your broken flask, your torn flasks. You'll take that saddle, and you'll use it to put your wine in it. That's already usher. To use that for wine, that it has a blea of wine, to use it for your wine is usher. So because of that situation, Chazal said a special gzeira, that you can't use flasks that were used for Stam Yenam or Yayin Nesach to make even a leather saddle. Ask the Rosh, if that's your concern, so why is it only in the road? You should have the same concern, that you always have the concern that you're going to turn your leather flask back, you're going to turn this saddle back into a flask. So he answers that on the road, as you since you don't recognize it as a flask anymore, and you have a real issue, that may happen. At home, you have more options. Ask the Gemara. So now we've successfully explained why rights of Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher is mutter, and why the cases of the leather flask that we may not turn them into saddles is a unique situation, a special gzeira. However, according to the Mandomer, that we said before, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Belozer, what is the halacha of rights of Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher? And according to the Mandomer, that rights of Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher is also, and that's why you can't use the Kli Cheres, the Cheres Hadayoni, to balance your bed. So we go back, why you're allowed to use the barrels that we buy from the Akum? Isn't that right to be Kiyumai Dei Dover Acher? Answers the Gemara, and we really said this concept earlier. You can't compare the situation of rights of Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher regarding the Cheres Hardayoni versus rights of Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher on any other vessel that was used to transport or hold Stam Yenam. Why? Because the explanation we gave earlier. Cheres Hardayoni, as we began today's shiur, which has such a heavy absorption of Stam Yenam, so we look at it like a shtik yayin. Like look at a glishtuk stam yenam. That's why Chazal said, by something which is mamish, a piece of, I don't want to use the word piece, but considered exactly stam yenam, writes Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher Zosar. A kankan, even if it was held, even if it was used to hold stam yenam, doesn't become stam yenam. The halacha doesn't look at it like stam yenam. And therefore, there Chazal did not say the halacha of writes Bekiyumai Dei Dover Acher should be Zosar. V'lo haydoloi. So Gemara just reported that the Rabbi Gamliel had these barrels, these small jugs and these small flasks that were used by the Akum, and then he put in kosher wine. Not only did he allow benefit, hana, from that kosher wine, but he even allowed it to be drunk. But the people around him, and the Gemara assumes that even his own son, did not agree with what he did. Ask the Gemara, Rimini, Yain Hababur, Kuvay Shalav de Kechavim, wine that comes, again, these are the small barrels, the small jugs of the Akum, Asa Beshtiya, Umutu Bahano. Tanakami here holds, the same way as the Tanakami held earlier. You can't drink that wine, even though it's not kosher wine, but you'll have a benefit from it. However, Sheid Shimon Ben Gudai, Lufnei Benoi Shal Gamliel, Agamliel Shashasim Menu, Ba'akoi. For Haidaloi, that he agreed that his father did the right thing. So we have a stira. Before we said V'loi Haidaloi, that everybody felt that his father was wrong. That Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. Here we see that Rabbi Gamliel's son V'Haidaloi agreed with what his father did. How do we reconcile these two reports? Answer the Gemara, Ma'iloi Haidaloi dekama hasam, kosiyatoi, abunai Maidaloi. But the Gemara reported earlier that Loi Haidaloi, that they didn't agree what Rabbi Gamliel did, it wasn't his son. His son was fine with what his father did. It was the other people that didn't agree. So the two stories are exactly identical. Everybody disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Gamliel's son, in both versions, did agree with his father. That's one teretz. Ibai Seima, the two stories weren't reported by the same individual. Guda l'chud, v'gaida l'chud. Before this story was reported by Shimon ben Gaida, Gaida spelled Gimel Vav Dalet Aleph. Here was reported by Shimon ben Gaida, Gaida spelled Gimel Vav Dalet Ayin. So it's not the same story, it's not the same person, so we can't ask questions from one on the other. So I saw a fascinating tshuva from one of the earlier Paiskim, quoted by the Encyclopedia Talmudis, based on this Gemara. He says as follows, he says, we know that when we write a Sefer Torah, the spelling of every word is critical. And if you spell a word that's supposed to have an aleph with an ayin, or vice versa, ayin with an aleph, even though it doesn't change the meaning or the pronunciation of the word, Sefer Torah is posel. You have to spell every word properly. There's one other area in halacha that we know that the spelling is very critical. A get. We discussed it when we learned Masechta the Gittin, how precise we have to be in writing a get. So the Paiskim discuss what happens if somebody misspelled a word in a get, using an aleph instead of an ayin or ayin instead of an aleph. would that disqualify the get, like a Sefer Torah or not? And they want to bring a raya from this Gemara, they wouldn't. Because the second teretz differentiates between Goydu and an Aleph and Goydu and an Ayin. It's not the same person, so don't ask questions. The first teretz didn't agree with that. The first teretz said that the two stories are the same, and the Gemara didn't want to, the first teretz didn't want to accept that these were two different individuals. Ayin names aren't spelled the same way. The first time was spelled with an Aleph, the second time it's spelled with an Ayin. So how can you say it's the same person? It must be because an Aleph and Ayin doesn't really make a difference. And therefore, it could be, I'm not passing the Shaila, and we shouldn't have the Shaila, but if a get, a word was misspelled, an Aleph with an Ayin, was interchanged with an Ayin, or vice versa, it could be that the get is still kasha. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah discussed Iris Levuvim. Iris Levuvim are, they used to, one of the ways they worshipped Avodah Zarah was they used to make a hole in an animal where the, against the heart. Tanabanan, Eza Ar Levuvim, Kol Shekura Kenegad Alev. If there's a hole by the heart, it's Iris Levuvim. The Kuda Kemin Aruba, but it has to be a round hole. Because they used to make specifically a round hole as part of their worship. Yeshalav Kurtam, if there's blood next to that hole, awesome. As the Rishonim explained, the avoida of this Iris Levuvim was that they used to make the hole when the animal is alive. And if they make a puncture, if they make an incision in the animal while the animal is alive, there's going to be blood coming out. So the fact that there's blood next to the hole is a clear indication that this hole was made where the animal was alive. But let's say you see a hole on the animal next to the heart, but there's no blood. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because if it was punctured while it was alive, there should be blood there. The fact that there's no blood, coupled with the fact, as the Rishonim say, that every animal has a gecheskes heter that we assume that wasn't used for worship of Avodah Zarah, allows you to use this animal. However, qualifies Rav Huna this halacha, that this skin wasn't salted. Why? We know that what does salt do? Salt extracts blood. That's why the halach is that we who may not eat blood, very serious isser, have to have all our meat salted. So if this skin went through a salting process, we can no longer be certain there was no dam here. We need to be concerned that there was dam here, but the salt removed the dam, and therefore we see a hole next to the heart, a round hole next to the heart of an animal. We need to be concerned that the hole was there from when the animal was alive, and the fact that we don't see dam is because the salt removed it. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Bizman shekru shelo ogel osur, if it's round, it's osur, meshuach mutter." Fascinating Yerushalmi that I saw on this. The Yerushalmi says, it's not just as the Rishonim in our Gemara seem to understand, that the Avodah Zarah of Iris Levuvim was to make specifically a round hole. He says, when you make a hole, the Yerushalmi says this, when you make a hole in an animal while the animal is alive next to the heart, it's always going to be round. So that's the proof that was done while the animal was alive. Interesting Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmul, Halach K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tosfos asked the question that don't we have a rule that halach k'Rav Shimon Gamliel wherever we have him in a Mishnah? So why does the Gemara have to say halach k'Rav Shimon Gamliel? So Tosfos says that this amira doesn't necessarily follow that klal, and that's why here we had to explicitly say halach k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amle Abaya, so says Abaya to Rabbi Yosef, by the fact that you said halach k'Rav Shimon Gamliel, halach mechlal de pligi. It seems that there's a machlaikis, and you're coming to tell me that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi is essentially asking, there's two ways of learning the Gemara. One is that indeed true? Is it pshat that Rabbanan argued Rav Shimon Gamliel, and you're telling me the halacha is Rav Shimon Gamliel? Or another way that we should have explained the Gemara, we don't find anybody argues Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you should have to tell me halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Yehuda responds to him, my nafkul chamina, what's the difference? I don't understand your question. That you tell me a lot, that you want to know, is somebody arguing or is not someone arguing? The halacha is anywhere like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So responds to Gbaya, I'm like Gemara, Gemara, Zemarta Tehei. A Gemara is not just a song. We need to understand the Gemara. So if you make a statement, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, there has to be meaning to the statement. And the fact that it doesn't have necessarily any halachic ramification, because we're passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel anyway, doesn't mean that we don't have to understand what we're learning. This statement of Gemara, Gemara, Zemarta Tehei, is a beautiful, a lot of nice things said on it. Just mention a few. Here, Abai is saying that the Gemara like a Zmiris. There's a famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, I believe it is, where David HaMelech says, Zmiris Hayuli Chukecha. He compares the Torah to Zmiris. And the Gemara has an issue with David HaMelech for calling Torah Zmiris. Torah Zmiris? Here we find that Abai is comparing Torah to Zmiris. What Pshat? So I saw a very beautiful Pshat. We know that originally, Mishnayis Gemara was Torah Sheba Peh. It was all learned by heart. Eis Las L'Shem Afer Torah, Rebbe started writing the Mishnayis, and then the Gemara was written. So if you learn Or of Torah Sheba Peh, Bal Peh, you have to use different techniques to remember it. What are one of the techniques that they used to use? They used to learn it with a niggun. You learn something with a niggun, you remember it. When David HaMelech said, Zmiris Hayulu Chukecha, he was referring to Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav that you can learn from the Sefer itself. You don't need techniques to memorize. So you know how to say it's Zmiris. The Gemara, Zmarta Tehei, it should be Zmiris. Another Pshat, the Ben Yehuda says, very interesting Pshat. He says, there are two purposes in learning Torah. One purpose in learning Torah is because we have to know what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. And another purpose in learning Torah is the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. What do we accomplish when we learn Torah? So, the Svarim, the Chassidish Svarim discussed this also. We say Psukei de Zimra. What is Psukei de Zimra? What is the word Psukei de Zimra? Pas Pshat Zimra means a song. But there's another Pshat to Zimra. Zimra means to cut. You say these Psukim, Zimra, so you cut off all the Makadrigim that want to cause Tzoros us individually, the Klal Yisrael. If you learn Gemara, so if your purpose in learning Gemara is the dual purpose that we discussed, to know what to do, and also that it brings protection to us, so that's wonderful. But if you're learning the Gemara, there's no purpose, la'aloch l'maisa, because there's no ha'machlaikis, the halacha certainly follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, all the Gemara remains is Marta. It's a protection against tzaras from Klal Yisrael. One more cute shot that I saw, Gemara, Gemara, Zmarta Tehei. Who is supposed to be Zmarta? Who's supposed to be the person to sing? Who's supposed to be the chazan? Gemara, Gemara. When you choose a Talmud Chacham, when you choose a chazan, Gemara, Gemara, be careful to choose a chazan who's a Gemara, Gemara, who's a Talmud Chacham. That's Zmarta Tehei. That's the person you should choose to be your Baal Tefillah. Continues the Gemara. Basa Nichnas Lavedz Kechavim. We learned his mutter. Mantana. Who says that Bosa Nichnas Lavedz Kechavim is mutter? Amar Chibar Abba Amar Biyachin, the like Rebbe Lezer. The Rebbe Lezer, Ha Mastam Machshev Savedes Kachavim Lavedes Kachavim, that when we see meat slaughtered by an Oiv Kachavim, we have to assume that he shechted it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and it becomes Asur. The Rishonim, however, point out that even according to Rebbe Lezer, who we're learning now is Machmer, and all meat that was slaughtered by an Akum, it's specifically meat that was slaughtered with Shechita. But if we see that an animal was just punctured, that its neck just had the chira, it was stabbed or punctured, that even Rabbi Lezer would agree is not considered meat that was used for avodah zarah. Vayoytz aser b'nei shu kuziv chemesim. My tama. Why is any meat that goes out considered aser? Because says the Gemara, my tama, yevshed leket takruvas avodah kachavim. It must have been brought for avodah kachavim. Says the Gemara, mani. Whose opinion does this reflect? It says, well, this reflects the opinion of Yehuda ben Seira. Tanya of Yehuda ben Seira Omer. Menayin let takruvus avodas kechavim shemetam ba'oil. How do we know that the takruvus of avodah zarah becomes tamei? Shenemar v'yitzam du leval fa'or v'yoichlu zivcha meisim. Ma meis metam ba'oil af takruvus avodas kechavim metam ba'oil. So Taisus asks a gevaldig kasha here. Taisus says that our Gemara is pointing out that it's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that says that Takruvas Avodah Zarah is Metame Ba'oil. And that's why when our Mishnah speaks about this meat, it's following the opinion of Yehuda ben Seira. Ask Tosfos. Let's review a Gemara that we learned a couple of days ago in Daf Chof Tesman Beis. The Gemara Daf Chof Tesman Beis asked, how do we know that Yayin Nesach is Osir? And the Gemara brought a whole series of Pesukim. And the bottom line of all the Pesukim was this limud, the man meis b'tam ba'oil, after kruvus avodah zarah b'tam ba'oil. So how could the Gemara suggest that the Rabbanan disagree, where everybody agrees that Yayin Nesach is also ba'no, based on this pasuk? So Tosfos says, interesting teretz. Tosfos says, there's a difference regarding Isser and regarding Tum and Tahara. As far as Hilchus Isser is concerned, says Tosfos, the halacha is that the Rabbanan agree that it's also. As far as Tum is concerned, that far they don't go with it. Ask the Ramban, how could Tosfos say such a teretz? Ein hekesh l'machza. If we're comparing it to Zivche Meisim, we have to compare it all the way. And if we're not comparing it, we shouldn't compare it. So the Ramban answers, where is there a rule of Ein hekesh l'machza? That if we make a comparison, it has to be a full-fledged comparison. That's only when we're learning a pasuk in the Torah, in the Chumash. But when we're learning a hekish from Tanakh, which is exactly this case, the pasuk of Yitzam Dulval Fe'or, V'yoichlu Zivchei Meisim, is a pasuk in Tanakh, there's no rule of Ein hekish l'machza, and therefore the Rabbanan are very able to use the hekish only to teach us that it's Osir, but not to teach us that it's Tameh. Ask the Chassam Sofer. Now we have the other way around. Ask the Chassam Sofer, if that's indeed the case, so then how do Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira take the Hekesh all the way, if it's only a pasuk in Tanakh, to say that it's even Metama? So he says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira's limud, says the Chassam Sofer, is based on a pasuk in Chumash. There is a pasuk in Chumash, where after the incident in Shechem, Yaakov Avinu says to his children, V'rachatzu, wash yourself off from your exposure to Rabbi Dezara, V'hitaharu. So it's not just a pasuk in Tehillim that teaches us that Rabbi Dezara is Matama, it's also a pasuk in the Chumash. Continues the Gemara. Ha'achon l'trufis, l'asurin l'asus imam. Somebody who goes to Rabbi Dezara, we can't do business with him. Amish Shmuel, Ovechom ha'achon l'tarfis, Ovechom who's going to Rabbi Dezara, Balicha, we can't do business with him on the way that he's going to do the business, because he's going to thank his Avodah Zarah for his successful business deal. So ask the Rishonim, what is new here that we didn't learn in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that before the holidays we're not allowed to do business with them because they're going to thank their Avodah Zarah? What's new here? So Mefarshim answered that here we're not talking Lefnei Edeyim. We're talking about different times of the year, but they're traveling to Avodah Zarah, and the Rav Shmuel is teaching us that even if it's not the holiday time, if there's reason to be concerned that they're going to give thanks to Avodah Zarah, it's also to do business with them. Bechazara, but if they're returning from the Avodah Zarah, then you could do business. They're not going back. However, Yisrael Ayochatarfis, a Yisrael who's going to that fear of Avodah Zarah, even Bahalicha, even if he's going to the fear, Mutta, we're allowed to do business. Why? Dilma Hadabay V'loy Azal. Because we always have to be concerned that he's a Jew. He's really not going to ultimately go to Avodah Zarah. However, B'chazara, once we see that he's on the way back from the Avodah Zarah, then we can't do business with a Jew when he's on the way back. Why? Kivin to Avak Bay, Mahada Hadva Azal. Since we see that we unfortunately have a Jew who's so attached to Avodah Zarah, it wasn't that he was just going because he thought he could have a business opportunity. He mamish went. Such a Jew, the way the Rishonim call him, is a Meshumid. A Meshumid is worse than a born guy. Ask the Gemara, V'tan Yisrael Ha'olich, L'tarfas Bein Ba'alicha Bein B'chazar Asar. You just said Ba'alicha, it's Mutter. And here we learned in a Braisa that even Ba'alicha it's Asar. Answer the Gemara, Amar Avash Kitanya Hi, Yisrael Mumid Vadi Azal. When we don't know if the Yisrael is a Meshumid, so we don't have to assume that a Jew is a Meshumid. And since we don't have to assume that a Jew is Meshumet, so even though we see him going there, we could always hope that he's not really going because he wants to worship that Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's mutter to do business with him b'chalicha. If we saw that he actually went, that's a proof who he is. But if we know that he's a Meshumet, so we can't just try to assume that just because he's going, he doesn't really mean it. And such an individual is not only osa b'chazara, but it's even osa as he's going there to do any business with him, because dem ozlo moidel avetz kechavim.